It is hour two of the Lori and Julia show. No Lori today, but we've got somebody fun here in her stead. And we are
up for discussion.
Yes, exactly. She's a big fan of the show, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. I just can't with you guys. You know what? I did my hair for you.
You were such a liar.
Put on lipstick.
Go, let Rocco finish, because I think he has something.
I was going to just
really
remind the folks about Project Down and Dirty. We're 1 week closer to that, Julia.
I know it. I'm scheduling. I'm trying to get some beauty appointments, and I can't get them done because of that.
Well, as you know, we're not going to be locked up together or anything for 3 days.
Makes me so sad.
But we are going to do a classic radio drama together, and it's going to be on Friday night, October 30th, and we're going to raise money for some good people like Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, A Line of Health Caring for Caregivers, Every Meal, and Springboard for the Arts. And I know if you want to find out more about that, you should use keyword project at mytalk1071.com.
Thanks, Rocco.
Woo, okay.
All right. So a couple more. We were trying to find my tennis team name after the Slice Girls is the name of our team. And someone said Ballsy Spice.
That's good.
Which is kind of playing balls too. All right. So, but thank you everybody for weighing in on that. I really, really appreciate it, because I've got choices now and I didn't have to come up with them. That is the beauty of this program.
Talk about the Bennies here.
I absolutely love it. Okay. So, here's another. So, should we get to... No, we're going to save Harry and Meghan, Rocco, for just a minute.
Okay.
This sounded good to me. So I have famously, I disclosed it, much to my embarrassment and shame, been catfished. Ooh. I never gave money or anything, but I fell in... It was very quick. It was very silly. It was on Match.com.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. So I know what it feels to be... almost swindled, finagled, conned, as it were. And I think I'm a smart person and blah, 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 but whatever. So this show kind of intrigued me, and it's called The Con.
Mm.
And Whoopi Goldberg is going to narrate this program. And we're just going to listen to a little bit of the beginning of the trailer for it. And then I want you guys to see if you think it sounds interesting.
Imagine he was gorgeous. That George Clooney.
I'll start it over. Okay. I thought the volume was up, but it wasn't.
It was almost like a scene from any romantic love story that you could imagine. He was gorgeous. That George Clooney type of feel, that salt, pepper, gray, sexy.
Had an amazing career.
His nickname is the Super Surgeon.
He seemed to have unlimited money.
It was a constant shower of flowers and gifts.
Whisking her away on long weekends around the world.
Very glamorous.
That was truly being swept off my feet.
It started to feel like she was Princess Diana or something.
Until
the person that I thought I was in love with didn't exist.
There you go.
What the hell?
There you go.
And it goes on to say there was going to be a wedding.
There was going to be a wedding.
And he's like, the Obamas are going to be there. The Beckhams are going to be there. And then he said it's going to be officiated by the Pope.
Yes, Francis.
Yes.
So he was this super... I'm so intrigued to watch this, because... he doesn't sound like he was asking. What I can't get, because usually the catfishing scam is, you know, trying to get money from you in some sort of way, trying to get money out of you or something else. So I don't know what it is that he was trying to get out of her. But this series is on ABC. It's a new true crime series. And this woman her name was Benita Alexander, and she was a producer at NBC, and she fell for this guy called the Super Surgeon. And it was just this whirlwind romance. And she actually even worked on a story with Meredith Vieira called The Leap of Faith, that she tried to get Meredith Vieira to do a show on him because he was this world-renowned surgeon and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, it's already out there that he was caught. And in 2019, this guy, McElrini, was sentenced to 16 months in jail by an Italian court for forging documents of abuse of the office. He was charged in Sweden, blah, blah, blah. But this program called The Con is going to take up different things. One is identity fraud. One is the misleading romance. One is a high profile college admission scandal. And I don't think it's going to be the one we know about, I hope. And another one is the Fry Festival. But one of the episodes is going to feature the story of Jonathan Walton and con artist Marianne Smith, who claimed to be an Irish heiress whose family was trying to swindle her out of her massive inheritance. So I just kind of think it's interesting how big and deep people can go on the con.
Yeah.
And actually, even this morning, Ginger Z, the weather gal on Good Morning America, was talking about how cons are up big time. Scamming is up big time. People need, because people are out of jobs, and people need more heightened awareness around asking a second question, you know, following through on things, double checking things, because it's just, it's kind of a PSA right now because there's so much conning going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, it always goes with the economy. And so if you're just going to base it off that, is you have loss of jobs, economy means that people are at a point, especially end of month when rent is due and people get desperate. I mean, it's just how it is. And so if all of a sudden they talk about like petty theft and little things always go up around that time too. And it's just,
scary. Do you like this kind of show? Would you guys watch? See,
it seems interesting. Yeah,
it does. So it's on ABC at 8 o'clock, I believe, this Wednesday night. It's called The Con.
It sounds so good.
Yeah, you just always want to know, how did you not see that coming? It seems so obvious to us, the viewer.
100%. But people are so ballsy. Ballsy Spice.
I mean, he must have had some money to have her believe the Pope was going to officiate their wedding.
Right. I mean, he even said that Pope Francis was a patient of his.
Now, were you ever into the movie and then show Catfish?
A little bit.
Yeah. The movie was great.
The movie was good.
And he, was it Neve was his name? He fell head over heels for this girl. And he's, you know, a very intelligent guy, is, you know, New York guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's within its name. It ends up being this one woman who has about 20 accounts to make this other fake woman look real. And she wasn't asking for money. This woman was just lonely and wanted a relationship.
Right.
And it was really funny, or not funny, it was really interesting to follow, because once this person was exposed, Neve was kind of sad because he's like, that person's kind of this dead now. I wish I could still talk to her.
Right. Weird.
Which is so weird.
It's weird. But the one thing you will know, if it's good, too good to be true, it usually is.
Yes.
That is the one thing, because on the kind of the dating websites, the people who catfish always have this amazing job, never can see you. Something's always, you know, you'll make plans and then something will always break it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I always say get on the phone and then meet, you know, or something.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's called The Con. I thought that sounded good.
It sounds really good.
Another show tonight is We Are Who We Are, and this is by Francesca Scorsese, Martin Scorsese's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on HBO, and it's about, it's an 8-episode coming-of-age drama set on a U.S. Army base. This is for you, honey, because you were in the Army.
Yep.
In Italy, following two young teens named Fraser and Caitlin as they come to terms with their sexuality. And this sounds good to me.
Sounds really good.
Okay, why did you ever join the Army? Tell me how that came about. Oh, look at the time. Shoot. I do want to know this story. I can't remember why you joined.
Wait, before that, I know we're going to break, but I also want to throw in The Vows.
Okay.
The Vow is really good. That's also on HBO Max.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
I'll tell you all about the After Julia's Thoughts, which I'm very excited for.
We'll be right back. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, here's something. Tomorrow, by the way, is the deadline to register to vote in Minnesota.
Oh.
Okay?
Cool. Good to know.
If you're not registered yet, tomorrow's the deadline. So just find out how to vote Minnesota. There's billboards up everywhere now and stuff. So just an FYI. Okay, so what is happening randomly?
Randomly. Tell us what is happening. We're not stalling. Just Julia. Tell me what's going on in the world of
this
random.
Is something, because, you know, the virus is kind of on the uptick right now again.
Yeah.
Just remember to be diligent about washing your hands and washing your phones. The germs stay on your phones. Wash your phones, people. You touch a lot of things and that. So that's just a reminder. Do you like, do you remember, this might not have been a big thing for you, but do you ever buy the sugar cookies that are already made and have something on them and you just, the Pillsbury things, you just put them in?
So good. Yeah. It's like a big log you cut.
Yeah.
Love.
However they come. But Pillsbury's now selling Snoopy shaped cookie. A Snoopy.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't that cute? It'd be hard to frost, though, because that head's big. And with that skinny neck, I just think that'd be really hard. It's Snoopy and his pal Woodstock against a false setting. The cookie dough is safe to eat raw if you're one of those people.
That's what I love about them. They're Pillsbury stuff. They have brownies and all sorts of stuff. You just pop them in your mouth.
Oh, yum.
I know.
Yum.
We can't keep them in the house.
Yum.
Real problem.
Okay. This isn't posted, but I want you to try to find the picture. It's Givenchy has unveiled a new three-toed sandal where your big toe goes in one loop.
Okay.
Your next two go in another loop, and then the other two go in the third. And they literally look like you have Scooby-Dooby-Doo paws. You got to look these up. They're pretty funny. They're...
they are funny.
Three-toed sandals. Have you ever tried to wear like the socks that are shoes? The individual toe socks, but the toe shoes. Or do you ever do any of that crazy configuration for your feet at all?
I've ran in toe shoes before.
You have?
Well, I've tried them because I did minimalist running for a while.
And what does that mean? You just run as
you try to run with the
least
like
your hours you can go. I feel like I do that. Minimalist exercise is my new practice.
It's where you try to like base your running and foot strike as if you are not wearing shoes, but obviously have some form of shoe on.
Right.
I didn't like the toe thing. I didn't like anything between my toes. These kind of look like brass knuckles for feet.
They do. They're the ugliest things you've ever seen.
They're
aren't they?
Really
they're just
bad.
$1,000.
Okay. Oh, then they're worth it.
Jeez.
Quick thou.
Some of
sure.
the funny things that people come up with. I think, wow. Are you a dollar store shopper at all?
No.
Okay. Because there's, at the dollar store, there's different types.
Yeah.
Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're the ones that really, everything's a dollar, but you might want to check because some of them you go in, and this happened to me up at one by my cabin where I went in and I thought, oh, I'm loading up and it was like $150.
Yeah.
And I was too embarrassed. The line was too long to go back because it's not like there's a lot of cashiers.
Oh, no, you got pressured into it.
And
at that
things
point.
Are not all a dollar.
No, you have to look at that. And there's just a lot of things there. And it's a little bit too scattered for my liking.
I kind of like the randomness because I like
Shocking.
Sometimes I like to go to Mills Fleet Farm for this. I like to go to some stores to find things you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why.
Shocking.
Call me crazy.
Yeah.
But they're coming out with a new line of stores called Pop Shelf. It's higher end dollar things.
So it's like a store?
Yeah. And everything there is around $5. So Lord knows what that is.
Yeah. I do find that the dollar store is often expensive because it'll be like two paper plates for a dollar. And that adds up.
It does. Okay.
That can't possibly be true.
No, it's something weird like that where they package things in smaller amounts to get it to down to a dollar. And then
have you
it
ever been
being,
in one?
Yeah,
they have good cards. Because cards.
Yeah, a dollar for a card.
Okay, I spent $8 on a card lately.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that is ridiculous.
I know.
But it was a funny one.
Yeah, I hear you. If you buy them at Patina, they're very funny, but they're...
But they're and they're so funny. Lovely.
But then it's like, I do the opposite. Even when I lived alone, I bought Costco size everything and then just had it for 2 years.
Serious?
I had the same paper plates for years.
Who even used paper plates? Okay.
I had the same toilet paper. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
For like a year because it was just me. But I love buying in bulk.
You
love
do?
It. Love it.
Really?
Love it.
Rocco, are you a...
I do not. My wife and I went to Costco once when we first became homeowners and everybody's like, you're going to love it. And we're just like, you know what? I don't need to buy a gigantic... I'm fine not buying in bulk.
But, yeah. I thought it was going to save me at one point in my life.
Yeah.
I remember being blue. I remember coming into work. I'm going to shop in bulk and see what that does.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, I do like having a friend who has a membership.
Yeah. That's.
I let mine go. I let mine go. But there's some things at Costco that are so good. The chicken tarragon salad.
It's so good.
It's beyond.
Huh.
It's $12. It's beyond. You can bring it to anything. You can put it in your own bowl. You can put it. It's so good.
You guys, the cauliflower pizza. At Costco is so out of control good. I prefer it over normal frozen pizza.
Serious?
On everything.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay. That, because there are some things that are just that good of a deal.
I know.
That you just want to do. Do you ever resell things? Resell anything?
Like
anybody?
Online?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, so you probably know what these little things mean. Okay, because for right now, many people are, you know, trying to sell things that they own. I have, you know, reselling things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the lingo. I don't even know the lingo on a dating app, if you want to know the truth. I have to look them up because I have no idea some of the lingo.
Okay.
LTR is long-term relationship, if anyone's taking notes at
home.
Don't
you just feel like, how often are you writing that? Can't you just write that out? I'm in an LTR. Like,
no, I want an LTR. I'm in an LTR looking for an APR. I don't know what that is. Okay, so EUC, what do you guys think that means?
I know this one.
You do?
Because I'm an eBay guy. Excellent used condition.
Yep.
Mm.
Okay, NIP, a little nip.
New in package.
Yep.
Ooh.
NWOT.
New without tags.
Oh, you guys.
I'm an eBay guy.
You are?
I buy stuff I don't sell.
Okay, PP.
Pending pickup.
Mm, that sounds good.
PayPal.
Oh. Sure.
Okay. RV.
Recreational vehicle.
Right. It's retail value. Mm. TTS, which sounds dirty, but it's, you know, this you can also see in a dating ad.
TTS.
True to size.
Oh.
Okay. Which you, yes, you, that's, that was
it.
Funny.
It's dirty Thank on
you.
A number it of levels.
You did a really good job.
It took you guys a second to think.
But that was like very, yeah, that was very eBay eccentric. Because there's, well, the big one is everyone gets confused that is pending pickup. And that's one where it's saying somebody has offered to buy it, but if they don't pick it up in the next 2 days, I will offer to sell it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's on like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist.
People like that. All right, so now you do eBay, Wacko?
Yeah. I buy a lot of my vintage shirts on eBay.
Yeah.
And like today, my kid's going to be Krusty the Clown for Halloween. So I had to find like a purple shirt and a blue bow tie. And, you know, eBay is a good place to get it. Because
how long does it take to get it, though?
Usually like a week or less, you know?
All right.
And I think we were worried at the beginning of the pandemic. We're like, oh, we don't want anything that's been touched. But once we realized that, no, this is an airborne thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we can start buying stuff. So, yeah, we're back to buying stuff on eBay.
Krusty. Right. That's interesting.
It'll be
well,
fun.
Of course, that's what his kid would be because he's so clever.
Yeah, that's cute.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, peeps. Another one that we got was Juicy Spice.
That's a good one.
It's my name in my family.
Yeah, that's a nickname you didn't have to give yourself, too. And that's the best kind of nickname.
So, we're talking about my tennis name, people. It's really big, important stuff here on a Monday on My Talk 107.
Riveting.
We have
Stop your car.
Get to the bottom of everything. Okay, so I remember, Brittany, when we first met you. Brittany did a show here years ago with
Olivia.
Gosh.
Weekend Dirt.
That's right.
The Weekend Dirt.
Oh, yeah. And we were extra dirty Weekend Dirt.
Oh, God. I remember listening and thinking, who are these 20
years old?
And how did they get a job? But that's what everyone said about us. And you know I'm teasing you.
Oh, no. And I loved it. It was so fun.
It was so that was how you started. And then you went, you were worked here for a while. And then you went to KQ for a while. And then you came back here for a while. And you've been filling in a lot for us lately.
Yeah.
But you told me, you told us you joined the Army.
Yes.
I cannot remember for the love of God. I always thought back in the day, and this is back in the day when you know, like Goldie Hawn, Private Benjamin, you know, I'm joining the armies, where's the one with condos? I just wanted to do it for the boot camp workout. I thought, what a great way to get fit if you could just do it for 6 weeks and be done. But that's not how it works.
No.
What compelled you to join the service?
So I was going, I was in school at UMD for journalism.
Okay.
And I wasn't that into it. I was kind of into
it. Well, you're really good at it.
I'm amazing at it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks so.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was looking at, I was writing for the paper a little bit here and there, but I wasn't that into editing. I wasn't that into a lot of it. And I thought to myself, okay, I kind of want to go in the medical field, but I know I have to have a game plan.
Okay.
And so I was like, I'll do this thing, surprise my mom with it, and it'll be awesome. I'll already have a game plan. They had the time, were offering big bonuses in the military if you went in as a medic. I was like, this will be perfect for me. So I signed up and then told my mom I signed up.
Oh, what did she do?
Bawled uncontrollably.
Oh, yeah.
Bawled uncontrollably.
Because once you sign up, you're
in.
Oh, dear.
And I was 18 when I signed up. I was only in college for about a half year.
Wow.
And the program I was in, you could still go to college while you're in the military.
Oh, which cool.
And which I was great. I was like, perfect. It'll be like a go for the summer. And then I went to, you know, they call it basic training. You guys, everyone calls it boot camp. And it actually worked out really well for me because I don't mind getting yelled at. You have to be emotionally fine with getting yelled at, as you can tell. I actually feel at home here. And I also, like, I loved running, and that was a big thing. Everyone had complained if you weren't, like, good at running, it was really hard for people.
Okay.
Another thing is you have to have fake excitement about everything. Like, you have to yell. Our platoon name was Renegades, so I'd always have to go, Renegades! And you'd just have to act excited.
Okay, this is so funny.
And I'm good at that. I love cheering. I love chanting. So I actually ended up doing pretty well in the military. And so I went to basic training, went back to school for a semester, then went to school in Fort Sam Houston, where I went for medic training for 4 months.
You lasted that long.
Well, that's how long it was.
Oh, okay.
It was a program. And then I deployed. They were looking for medics. At the time, they were looking for male medics. They didn't have enough. So they asked if a female medic would get attached to an infantry unit. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so I was deployed with an infantry unit out of Alexandria. And I went with all men over to Kuwait and Iraq for a year.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, when you said medic, I thought this meant like long term, but it's a 4 month program.
That was just a combat medic. So I did paramedic and then combat medic.
Okay, so what was that like? So you were in what year?
I always get it screwed up. I think it was 9 years ago, but it's hard to remember. I know it sounds insane that I forget the dates all the time, but you have to keep in mind there's no real benchmark to be like, oh, what else was going on in the world? I was just in Kuwait, Iraq. So I always have to look up the numbers because I always get confused with how long I was in for. Sounds like I'm making it up. But I was there for a year from, I think it was April to April.
What was it, a cool experience?
I mean, the cool is a rough word. There was positives. There were negatives. I would say I look back at it more with kind of like when you look back at an extreme experience and you kind of look at it like looking at only the joy. I kind of pull it back now thinking if I would have just been able to have a little bit more perspective and you realize you're so young and all men. So there's that some of the older leadership were just hostile towards women.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and there was some awesome times, but there were also some really scary moments, you know, where I will always remember. And the time that like really sticks with me is the time that there was a IED that exploded, nobody got hurt, but we got halted for a long time. And I was like, hey, Sergeant, you know, I need to go pee. So they're like, okay, sounds great. So they're like, our gunner was like, I'll watch your back. Just go pee in the desert. While I was peeing in the desert with all my gear on, all of a sudden a vehicle popped up out of nowhere. And our gunner was like, okay, Hagen, make the call. My last name was Hagen at the time. And it was one of those things where it looked so scary and time kind of stops.
And you're with your pants down.
Literally with my pants down. And I made the decision that I was going to decide to not reach for my pants, just grab my M4 and face it down. So I'm standing there pantsless in the desert. And I realize it was just... It was these Iraqi EODs, which their job was to help with the explosion. They were totally cool. But it ended up being one of those things where I was so alarmed that for the whole conversation, I was pantsless. And keep in mind, this is a community that doesn't, you know, a lot of women don't even show their faces. And I'm there, underwear and pants, on the ground. And I'm like, sounds good. All right, let me go get my sergeant. And then I did this cool, when my mind, it was really cool, this back bend to grab my underwear and pants to slide it on.
How?
And then, like, instead of, like I kind of just kind of, like, leaned, fell into the back of the truck because I just wanted to maintain some, you know...
Dignity
and pride.
Oh, my gosh.
There's just a lot of those wee little moments where you look back and at the time, you're like, don't even realize how insane they are. And then when you look back, you're like, oh my gosh.
Well, that would be scary. Rocco, did you want to join the Army?
No. That never really did much for me. No, I mean, I'm kind of a wimp. I don't think I can handle.
But you know what?
Being
you
pantsless need, in you, the desert.
No,
but there's all sorts of jobs in the Army.
Oh, right. And there's a million in it. No, I know. My brother was in it forever.
So it's one of those things where I think sometimes the Army does a bad time. Recruiting, they look at tough. You got to be tough. You got to be this and that. It's like you need people who can do communication things. People that, you know, as a medic, I loved being, you know, with my squad and seeing if you drink enough water, you know, how you doing this and that.
Right.
But I couldn't have done a lot of different jobs in the
how
Army.
Scary.
Yeah. There's, and I think,
was it 4 years you were in?
I was in for 8 years. Wow. I know. I made it to sergeant.
Did you really?
Yes, which is hilarious.
It kind of is knowing you.
I got written up for dancing in uniform. I got written up for hugging in uniform. I got written up. I always got in trouble. They always had to make me do exercises all the time because I was mouthed off left and right. Like silly things. Not like mean, but I would just make jokes all the time. Right. And like whenever we do workouts that were silly, and I would say like, take that terrorism. You know, we're sitting there doing lunges on the lawn and they're like, Hagen, you know, go do 5, you know, 15 extra squats. Like, you're the worst. I got in trouble constantly. But it was always like, you had to exercise. So I was like, fine, I want to anyway.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
It's nice to, I just, you know, you don't know many women. I don't know many women that have joined the service, actually. So, and you're so young. So it's when you re-enlisted, how did your mom feel?
I think at that point, my mom was on board with it. It's one of those things where now my mom's very thankful for it. The Army has done so much for me. I get to go to the VA, which is amazing.
It's amazing. The services are amazing.
And, you know, they paid for my schooling. There's a lot of benefits. And I've got, you know, friends I'll have for the rest of my life. But now my mom looks back, and she even talked to me on the phone the other day and said, you know, I just thought it was such a negative. And look at all the positive things it's given.
100%. And that's cool. Cool.
I feel so lucky. And I definitely don't think it's for everybody, but I do think it's something that...
It teaches discipline.
Yeah. And I think they've changed a lot. I think they've calmed down a lot. You know, when ours, there was a lot of like drill sergeants could push you and hit you a little bit and stuff. But I grew up with such a rough, silly family that it was like hilarious. I mean, I had one time a drill sergeant just pushed me into a bush because I wasn't listening. Like... And it was funny to me, but like you look back and you're like, okay, maybe that like kind of naughty, but like.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very, very different. I can't imagine, but I also can't imagine going to the bathroom in a desert in front of men.
Yeah. And that you get over that stuff.
Yeah,
real
quick. I bet you do.
And I mean, it's not like they could see anything. Keep in mind, hygiene, I haven't been shaving. So it was like. They couldn't see much down there.
Crying out loud. Can't you even believe she just said that? All right, did you have something about the Army, Rocco?
Well, I don't know if it's appropriate to play now, but
okay.
I thought of Brittany because a comedian on Twitter had forwarded a video of a guy who sang the Monster Mash song to the tune of the theme from MASH.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's perfect.
I could play it. We can play it later.
All right, let's
play it. It's really stupid.
I love it.
You probably need to see the video because it's cheesy, but it's pretty funny.
Working in the lab one day. Eyes beheld an eerie sight. Monster from his slab did rise. And suddenly to my
surprise. Oh my gosh.
He did the monster man.
That is so good.
Yeah, so I'll send that to you.
Yeah.
And Brittany did a deep dive into the Monster Mash, and that's why that is so perfect, Rocco.
Yes, I thought of her.
That is so perfect.
That's gold.
That's pretty funny. And the video is super cheesy, and he's dancing around, you know, with a skeleton and a pumpkin, and it's funny.
That's funny. All right, we got to take a quick break. This is MyTalk 107.1. You're listening to Lori and Julia, and when we come back, it's time to Hollywood Speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, so we've got a couple things that we need to get to the bottom of. I need both of you for this one. So Cardi B had a major blowout birthday party this weekend in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And all the photos... A lot of them are online and no one is wearing masks. There's a lot of them. They're gathered close together. Are we judging COVID people? Are we judgers or not judgers?
First off, we base this whole station off of judging.
In only in a kind way, though.
I mean, I'm not going to stop now.
But did you see these pictures? Did you guys?
No, I'm going to look them up now.
But here's the thing. Every event where it goes too long and there's alcohol, people are going to be, we're going to see this. It's going to be like, I mean, I was at a wine tasting and it was so much fun. And I don't drink wine, but I had a bunch of kombucha and ended up just peeing all night.
Yes.
But like at the beginning of the night, everyone was taking photos with masks far away. And by the time I left, people, I mean, they were getting up. You know, it's just going to happen.
It does happen.
And it's like, I don't know, try to do the right thing at the same time. Of course, I'm going to judge you if you post the photos. Don't post the photos then.
Don't post the photos. And then she's also making out with the guy, you know, that she, her husband Offset.
Yeah.
That a month ago she said she wants to divorce, but they're still friends. So that's fine.
Yeah. Right? Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it was pretty mask free and it was indoors.
It looked like it, Rocco.
Yeah, I just I'm judging then. I mean, I tell us not to do these things.
And the reason, I kind of think the reason is our kids can't go to school because of this.
I know.
And they're the ones that I think this whole thing is affecting the most. It's the kids.
Yeah, I think.
And old people. They can't see their grandma. Right. They can't, you know.
Like,
that's the judgment.
I think it's just, you know, it's hard because you. I know I'm not going to do that, and even though it's a weird judgment because
it just slows
I also
it down for everybody.
I'm also jealous that they're doing it. Like you have, I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm not going to do it. Don't give me that look. But you also have that thing like remember parties? Oh, remember making out with random people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then I was going to say blame it on COVID, but also marriage happened.
Well, you got married. Yeah, marriage
both,
does happen.
They're both diseases.
Marriage does happen. Okay, so here is. You said you know this. So Kristen Cavallari,
mm-hmm.
who is in the midst of getting divorced from her husband, Jay Cutler,
yes.
Was seen kissing a mystery man who is Jeff Dye.
Yes.
Who was a finalist on The Last Comic Standing, who you said is the nicest of nice. But first of all, too soon, okay, whatever.
I am so, I'm going to say this, she's picked the right guy. He's funny and hot and
totally.
And lovely. So
Jay Cutler did not seem like he was a nice man to be married to.
I didn't watch that show, but as a football fan, that guy was a D-bag.
He really was, wasn't he? He was the quarterback for the Bears, right?
He just
right?
had that look, that punchable look on his face. And, you know, he was always blaming other people for his own things. And he wouldn't, you know, he didn't seem like a team player. He just seemed like a team cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So good for her.
Oh my God. And like, okay. So this guy, you might even know him from Better Late Than Never. That show.
Jeff Dye.
Yes. That show that there was Henry Winkler, William Shatner.
I never watched that.
Where they traveled around. Well, Jeff Dye hosted that show. He was like the young comedian that kind of pushed everybody's buttons in like a fun way. And my nephew was obsessed with it. He thought it was just a hilarious show. Didn't even know these were famous actors.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Jeff Dye came into town, we brought Finn to meet him. And Jeff Dye was lovely. The most lovely. Talked to him about Pokemon. Talked to him about video games. And so I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this is just a fun fling or if she's going completely opposite from Jay Cutler. Either way, get some. He's cute.
He is.
Hilarious. Like, you know how the fun they're going to have talking in bed? They're going to laugh so hard.
I love that that's where you go.
I just get some girl. You deserve it.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It totally seems like it. Okay, so now I just looked up Better Late Than Never. It was 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. It was on NBC. I bet it's on Peacock right now.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Bradshaw Bunch yet?
No, I haven't. Have you?
On Bravo. I peeked at it.
It just seems very scripted, is it?
I can't go, but I can't do it anymore. I tried.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to do it.
Here's the next headline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that either of you, well, you might, I don't know. All right, Netflix is developing Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Movies, TV shows, animated content.
Yeah.
Some parents are like, why did anyone ever invent?
Yeah.
You know.
Elf on the Shelf hits some nerves for me.
It does for people. Tell me why it hits for you.
Because parents do it for themselves on social media. The elaborate Elf on the Shelf scenes they create and post on Facebook, like, listen, you're doing that for yourself. I've got a cousin. I've got a cousin who they try way too hard. No, even she is. I don't care. It's mostly her husband, anyways.
Oh gosh, this is hysterical.
I don't care. They should
what
know.
What do you mean they try too hard?
They'll like have elaborate scenes where like he painted a Monet because Elf. You move every morning. You wake up and Elf is doing something different.
It secretly moves overnight.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents have been doing this silly thing. Like sometimes they'll do it where like he's, you know, pretending to poop on the toilet and have like Cheerios or something, or like Hershey Kisses in the toilet. Little stuff, fine. But then people started getting really weird with it, like creating elaborate scenes. Like, you know, that took them like 3 or 4 hours to create. Mm-hmm. You know, the kid sees it and goes, that's funny, live my life. And they're, you know, posting all these photos on their Facebook. And it's like, listen, Ryan.
She's so calling out someone right now. Wow. They don't listen. I'm sure they don't. Oh my gosh.
I don't care.
You totally.
Because Rocco, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. And I
do you do Elf on the Shelf?
We did not do it. It seems creepy.
It was after me.
Yeah. We were just like, this, do we really want to teach our kid that there's surveillance going on?
Well,
here?
They're already, and we're going to talk about the Social Dilemma documentary after 5, and there already is surveillance going on.
Mm-hmm.
24/7 scary.
True that.
But that's interesting. I'm so glad because it felt like a lot of extra work that I really didn't want to commit myself to. That's why I'm glad that that never was around for me when my kids were growing up.
You are hashtag parent goals.
Yeah, that wasn't around. I mean, thank goodness, because otherwise I would have wanted to do something with it. Okay, so here's another thing. So Cardi B, who had the party in Vegas, she chartered the Playboy jet while Kylie Jenner went on her own private jet.
Mm-hmm.
And Kylie Jenner gave Cardi B a new Birkin bag.
Mm.
Did you see it?
No, is it unique?
Yeah, but I'm just, does it feel tone deaf right now to continue to be, you know, Kylie Jenner and continue to show photos of your kid wearing a, you know, a backpack by Hermes or Birkin or something that costs more than people?
It's just tone deaf.
Is it kind of weird?
Yes, it's absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad when we buy like a projector for the backyard, you know, because we're happy, we're lucky to have jobs right now,
right?
And our health, and it's
right.
Like, hey, we can afford a projector and a propane heater on our patio,
right?
And but I feel bad for the people that work at First Ave or the Guthrie or places that, you know,
yeah,
they
right,
can't work. And I, so imagine how much was that backpack?
Like $5,000 or $6,000, and they've got the money. It just feels so weird right now.
Why do they have to announce it? Can't she just give her a Birkin in a vacuum? You know, like, can't you just give a present and not post about it?
You know, let me ask you that, because they're your age.
Yeah, I could.
Can
yes,
you?
I can do that. Yes.
Can you?
When
is it
I
possible?
Gave you that Birkin last week.
I can post it.
I know.
And that was a really generous gift. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. Okay, so here's nothing to Hollywood speak, but it's just a fact.
Hmm.
The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada, had 7 boys. 6 of them went on to be NHL players in the 70s and the 80s, and the 7th one won $10 million in the lottery.
To be a Sutter.
How lucky is that?
Very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that the 7th one found his thing.
$10 million in the lottery, and you didn't have to be in the hockey thing. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. This is My Talk 107.1.